Proclamation number 5010, dated the November 29th, 1950. Strength of the divine word. Immense strength will permeate you if you accept my word with faith in me and with love. If you want to hear me and faithfully receive my word, then you will effectively force me to be present to you, and my presence must also emanate strength. And although it is only felt beneficially by your soul, it is exceedingly grateful for it. Once a person accepts my word consciously, the separation from him to me will have been overcome, since hearing my voice is also the evidence of my presence. His will and desire to hear me is sufficient for me to be inclined towards him and speak to him in any form, in word or scripture, directly or through messengers or also in spiritual conversations. I will always reveal myself to the one who wants to hear me. Therefore you humans have a reliable means of eliminating the separation from me by withdrawing into silence or by engrossing yourselves in a book containing my word, and when you thereby acknowledge me as a being you wish to be close to, then you will inevitably draw me close to you. For I perceive every heartfelt wish and will grant it. Nevertheless, my word will remain lifeless for you if you merely read it without sincerely desiring me. For this reason, not everyone will draw the same strength from my word. This is why it may greatly strengthen one person whilst another will not feel any effect at all, because his heart remained indifferent while his eyes and ears accepted my word. You yourselves determine the effect of my word. You can take possession of an abundance of strength or give sparsely to your soul, depending on your heart's degree of desire, for you either accept me and allow me to be present, or you close the door to your heart and deny me entrance, even if I knock at your door and wish to come in. For I often come to meet you by myself if you do not draw me to you through your desire. I offer you an exquisite gift indeed, because I myself would gladly like to speak to you. Nevertheless, I will not force my gift on someone who does not want it, but once a person has felt the strength of my word, his soul will constantly long for it. He will never let me bypass him but accept me in his heart instead, so that I will remain there and constantly refresh the soul. And so it will never need to go hungry and live in want. It will always be replenished with my word and receive strength without limitation. Amen.